Meet Will and Tom, two seemingly ordinary men, cursed with a gift of vast knowledge that is forever expanding. Possessing incredible insight with unparalleled skills and expertise, let us join them as they embark on a journey to quench their thirst for the truth while answering the questions to life's most intriguing mysteries. Let us open our minds and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
My, Thomas, I do believe it's time you flip those burgers, don't you think?
Not yet. Maybe in another 2 minutes.
Nine! That's way too soon. You'll end up ruining them.
Listen, when you make the burgers, you can... Okay, everybody freeze. We have your secret Illuminati group surrounded. We caught you red-handed. What nefarious deeds were you all scheming up this time?
Nefarious deeds? We were just having a family cookout.
My word.
Yeah, how many other family barbecues have you crashed this month?
Family cookout, huh? We'll see about that. By the way, you should really flip those burgers.
I told you so.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Thomas Case.
And this is William Stark.
Mr. William.
Yes.
We have a compelling one for you today.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that it's not just interesting, it in fact is compelling. But before we get into that, shouldn't we announce that we are on week two, three of our giveaway? It's three, right? It's three. It's
gotta be three. I think it's week three. No, wait a minute. You know what? This might be... Actually, hold on. I think...
Gotta be week three.
It's the last week, yeah.
It's the last week?
This is the last week to get your...
What day is this?
This one is... Okay, because I already have the ones that's going to air on the...
20th and the 23rd.
And the 23rd.
So this will be the 27th.
So this is going to be the 27th and the 29th.
It's the last week, folks. Mm-hmm. You got to get out there. You got to spread the word.
Yes, this is the last week.
And you got to send us proof that you did it.
Yep. So you got to, you know, I think you got to hire your helicopters now, hire what do they call the space that people usually do? Like, they always have those propaganda, like, speeches done in the town square. You must rent out your town square by now.
There
you know
we
what
go.
I mean? Get
yeah.
your licenses.
You got to buy those billboards you see on the side of the freeway.
Yeah. Oh, that would be really cool if you're driving down the freeway and we saw, like,
that would be
dude,
pretty
could
awesome.
You imagine?
Yes,
that would be dope.
Be freaking awesome.
But yes, please do. Send in your proof. It's going to be over soon, and if you're entered, don't forget, you get the chance to win the $100 gift card. So, William,
compel me, Tom.
This compelling question is, what if the Illuminati was real?
Oh, you mean like Reed Richards and Xavier and...
Yeah, could be, maybe.
No, that's not what you mean.
You know, the funny thing about that is, you know, and you'll see, I have a deep dive that we'll go into later. But, you know, it's funny that some people are like, if the Illuminati was real. However, technically, they were real.
Yes, like, you know, I understand the historical reference that you're making.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to tell me all about it. Are we going to deep dive now, or do you got parameters you want to share first?
Oh, yeah. Okay, you know what the parameters are? You discover that the secret society known as the Illuminati are real. Boom. Parameters.
That's it? Well, what do they do?
So,
who are they? Give me the deets.
Well, that's what we're going to discover through our discussion.
Okay.
We're going to see if they were real, what do we really think that they were doing?
I see what you're saying.
But you are right. I do have the deep dive, like I just said, so I think we should go directly into the deep dive.
Let's go.
Details from the deep.
So the Illuminati once was a real organization. Though there were a number of early Illuminati-like groups, things really kicked off with the Bavarian Illuminati, a secret society founded on May 1st, 1776, in what was then known as the Electorate of Bavaria.
Do you know, real quick, sorry to interrupt, do you know what they call that time period of the late 1700s?
Of the late 1700s?
You know what they call that time period?
Was that the Renaissance period?
No, just it's not the Renaissance period. No.
I know. I wanted.
They call that the Enlightenment. Is the age?
Oh,
of
the age of Enlightenment.
Yeah. But continue.
And back then, they were known as the Electorate of Bavaria. I think I said that part, which is part of modern day Germany now, right?
Yeah, that's southern Germany.
Yeah, the group was founded by Adam Weishaupt. I think that's how you pronounce that.
Oh boy.
Yeah. W-E-I-S-H-A-U-P-T.
Why do you shout, Adam?
Yeah, I know. Adam, why shout? You know what?
That was a dumb joke. I'm sorry, everybody.
I have a feeling, though, that there's people who probably said that joke.
Yeah. I'm out on the first.
A philosopher and professor at the University of Ingolstadt. That's who Adam Weishaupt was.
Okay.
At the school, which was heavily influenced by Jesuit doctrine. Jesuit?
I don't know
what you're... Yeah. Weishaupt, a former...
You should start sending me your notes so I can read them along with you. Let's start doing that.
Had a hard time finding acceptance for his secular and liberal thinking. He wanted to connect with like-minded free thinkers, so he decided to start his own secret society, and the Order of the Illuminati was born.
Okay. But there, it was a very local thing then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Then it wasn't like what, you know, people think the Illuminati may be now, right? The Illuminati's goal was to encourage a rational society. While there are differing depictions of the group's stated goals, the Illuminati's main mission was in line with the values of the Enlightenment. The group sought to promote rational thinking and knowledge. Weishaupt said that current systems leave us under the dominion of political and religious prejudices, whereas the Illuminati frees from all religious prejudices, cultivates the social virtues, and animates them by a great, a feasible, and speedy prospect of universal happiness in a state of liberty and moral equality, freed from the obstacles which subordination, rank, and riches continually throw in our way.
Yeah, it was at this point in time that, like, there was a huge swell of support for, like, the overthrowing of, like, the monarchies and the aristocracies and other stuff. And, I mean, that's where we got the French Revolution. French Revolution was basically, like, the political laboratory of the Enlightenment. And it did not go well.
I'm also really glad now, like, that it was... They call it the Illuminati because the Illuminati wasn't always called the Illuminati.
Well, it's to illuminate, which makes sense. The Enlightenment.
Yeah. Originally, Weishaupt called his group the Perfectibilists.
Okay. All right. I can get behind that.
Really? No. Yeah, I did not like that
name. The Perfectibilists?
No.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
No, I'd be like, oh, you want me to join your secret society?
Remember also that, like, his native tongue was probably German. Yeah. And he probably sounded cool.
Yeah, but no.
I bet you dumb shit we say here in America and other languages that... The people in the natives are like, no, that sounds lame.
Perfectibilists. If somebody was like, we want you to join our secret society.
I mean, he basically means the perfectionists.
The perfectibilists. Nah, never mind. Okay. No, thank you.
All right.
However, the founder quickly realized how silly that sounded.
Okay, fine. And, you win, Tom.
And tried out a few other names, including, oh my God, this is the Bee Order. B-E-E Order.
Why B order? Why B?
It doesn't say, but okay, he says he thought of that even before eventually landing on the Order of the Illuminati.
Look, he wasn't great at naming things. That's okay. We all struggle at some things in life.
Yeah. the Illuminati had strict membership requirements. Mm. The Illuminati were an exclusive group of rich, successful men. No women or Jews were admitted into their ranks.
Oh my God, I hate this order, man.
Yeah, five men, all from the University of Ingolstadt.
Okay, I'm sorry, but if your club that's going to change the world, it can only include five other dudes.
I know,
like,
right?
You need to rethink your requirements.
For real.
Jesus.
And they all had to, all from the University of Ingolstadt, attended the first meeting in 1776. Any new members had to be vetted and approved by the existing group. Membership requirements included
how much do you want to bet that one of those dudes showed up because someone told them there'd be ladies there, and then there were no ladies there?
Hey, didn't you say...
Sorry.
Or like free sandwiches.
Yeah, free food. I heard there was going to be free food.
Yeah. Where are the free pizza? Membership requirements included being well-educated and wealthy, having a strong reputation, and coming from a good family. They also had to be 30 years old or younger. The group believed...
Old heads. No, I know. Nobody. Steeped in tradition.
Seriously.
They're breaking the mold.
Nobody who has like more wisdom than others, right?
Oh, wow.
The group believed anyone older to be too conservative and rigid in their ways. The group grew quickly, though, in part because the first members joined the Freemasons, another group...
I was about to say, this sounds a lot like Freemasonry.
Another group of independent thinkers to recruit other men, and at its largest, had up to 2,000 members, including doctors, lawyers, politicians,
and those five dudes multiplied quick.
Members of the... Okay, yeah, here's the last part I wanted to get to. Members of the Illuminati used pseudonyms. All Illuminati members were given pseudonyms that represented historical or important figures. For example, Weishaupt was known as Spartacus, and von...
Okay, they pick people from, like, the historical mythology. Not mythology is a mythology, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's like, one person is, fucking Marcus Aurelius, and one person is... I'm trying to think of the time, because a lot of historical figures I'm thinking of were born after this. Alexander the Great.
Yeah,
Galileo was probably one of them.
Yeah, no? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But see, here's the thing. I wanted to get that out of the way, right? That they use pseudonyms for their members. And then this last part here is, according to conspiracy theories, because obviously no one's going to admit that they're in this secret society, some of the world's biggest stars and historical figures are members of the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. And this is what I wanted to know. If, like, if these famous people are indeed a part of the Illuminati, I wonder what, like, pseudonyms they were given. You know what I mean?
That's a good question. Okay, real quick, because I always find this idea funny that, like, the celebrities are, like, part of it.
Yeah,
because,
right?
Like, so let's say the Illuminati was real. Let's just say it was, which we were going to for this episode, and that they really were trying to run the world, and they're trying to lead us to some sort of weird age of enlightenment that they see with whatever their twisted genius minds see. Why on fucking earth would they actually let a celebrity be part of their group? If they did, it would be only for the novelty of showing off their pet celebrities to the other members of this group.
I was thinking the same thing. It would have to be that, or just for the money. But, like, not even just for the money, because some of these other people make way more money than these celebrities.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Again, like, if we're saying it's real, right. I'm just, like,
It would have to be silly
to me.
Yeah, like... Like, look who I have with me, or something, you know, like
Jon Bon Jovi.
yeah, well,
and Beyonce.
Well, okay, let me list some of these people.
Oh, yeah. My God, we're doing this.
Yeah, this is some of the members that are supposedly.
By the way, I don't know why I pulled Jon Bon Jovi out of my cap right now. Just
well, you named a weird one though. You did.
Yeah, Beyonce. That's the obvious one.
So Dr. Dre, Madonna, Bono, Justin Bieber, Nicki Minaj, Eminem, Whitney Houston, Katy Perry.
It's just whoever's super famous at the time.
I think that's what it seems like. Yeah. And then obviously.
I bet you that's not even an updated list, because, like, I'm so old now, I don't know who's famous anymore. But I guarantee you, like, there's like three or four very current stars that everyone's saying is part of the Illuminati, but we don't know because we're old men.
Yeah. And so we couldn't join the Illuminati.
That's true.
But it did say at the top sit Jay-Z and Beyonce.
What? Yeah, that's what it says. It says
at the top of that list.
I know. Okay, can we agree that that's not the Illuminati we're working
no,
with?
No, I...
I'm not going to sit here and talk about that.
Oh, no, they're in there too, Will. No, just like,
yeah,
no, just
but like, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But let's balance this out. It does say that there has been rumors of historical figures such as Thomas Jefferson, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Henry Kissinger, Winston Churchill, and John D. Rockefeller have also been rumored to have been in the Illuminati.
I mean, I don't know what evidence there is or isn't for any of those things, but of all those people, I think Thomas Jefferson is a clear... like front runner of probability, because if you think about it, like, rich white dude from that time period, from the Enlightenment age, who was very connected, not just here in the States, but extremely connected with high society in Europe.
He was very involved
in the French Revolution from, like, from a distant writing kind of way. He wrote many letters with a lot of people involved with that. And then on top of that, he was also extremely Christian and all the other stuff that you said that was required.
Yeah.
So if any of those people, because a lot of the people you named were much further in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the Thomas Jefferson, high likelihood.
He was part of that weird German group that you just told me all about right now. Yeah, exactly.
The perfectibilists.
Yeah, the perfectibilists. Oh, God, I hate that name.
Okay.
So if they were real today.
Today.
Right, today.
All
right. In our current times,
so,
if they were real.
I mean, that then presupposes that they've been real this whole time, and they've been in charge of this whole time. So are we saying they've been in charge of the world since when?
Since they've been founded, at least since 1776, May 1st.
So? I would almost say, like, maybe it would make sense that they would fall into power after World War II.
Okay, that would make more sense, yeah.
Right, where the world gets shook up enough where they're able to slip into power. And
yeah.
And that kind of starts, like, the modern age of, like, the superpowers and all this other stuff.
Like, they may have been founded back in 1776, but they technically weren't, like, you know, had their hands in everything and running and being puppet masters and right. such. Yeah.
Well, I would say number one that I'm incredibly impressed because it's difficult to keep something a secret for that long.
Yeah.
And you might say that, well, it's not really a secret because look at all these conspiracy theories out there. But I mean, if the conspiracy theories are sniffing at, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z, I don't think they're anywhere near the truth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, being able to keep your society of people that secretive for that long is incredibly impressive, which means that you probably, it's probably a small group. It has to be a small group.
Oh, okay. You're thinking it would be a smaller group?
It would have to be a small group. Okay. And it have to be people who have power outside of that group in a public way.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So even though they may be small, each member may have big influence on who they control.
Exactly. Okay. And it, in probably a very public way, because that's probably the way you keep it from being like discoverable, right? If you discover that, I don't know, I struggle with names of people right now. Like, who is someone who is famous and rich, but, like, you would not think has, like, a lot of power?
That has a lot of power?
That does not have
a lot of power.
Yeah.
Do you consider people like Jeff Bezos and
definitely not Jeff Bezos. He's not a good candidate. He has immense amount of industrial power.
Oh, okay. So then the other person I was thinking, too, wouldn't be a good pick. Like, someone like an Elon Musk or like a...
He's a little bit better. But yeah. I'm thinking, like, the owner of, I don't know... Ralph Supermarket, right? I'm sure they're like, if not a billionaire, a multimillionaire. Yeah. But if you find out that like, what it's Kroger, right? Kroger's the company. Mm-hmm. If you find out that John Kroger is actually been in all these secret meetings with like world leaders and like has like a cult following, like yeah. you might start asking some fucking questions. Like, wait, what's going on here? Yeah. Like, do we live in the Krogerverse? Like, but like if someone like, I don't know,
can anybody hear me? Please hear me. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? If you can hear me, this is Fritz Frivolous. I need your help. I'm stuck. Somehow stuck inside the minds of Will and Tom. I need to escape. Please, please support them and their podcast. You can go to patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine or leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Distract them long enough for me to break free. You can even leave a like, comment, or subscribe. Again, don't forget about me, Fritz Frivolous.
Like, who's someone like, okay, I see, here's the thing, guys, I don't know names because I'm not plugged into shit like this, but mm-hmm. I'm sure there are senators on the U.S. Senate yeah. that have been senators for like 70 fucking years, right? And they have a billion connections, right? It's not weird to see those senators in cahoots or in meetings with other people of importance, mm-hmm. right? Or behind laws or you know, having big followings or anything like that. That's normal, right?
Yeah.
So you would never like think that it's weird. So it would have to be people in very high profile positions mm-hmm. that do command a lot of power and a lot of prestige and stuff.
And a lot of influence.
And a lot of influence, yeah. Yes. It would have to be a small group. And by small, I mean, I'm guessing that this group probably couldn't have more than like 30 members.
Now, okay, and this small group though, are you still thinking this Illuminati is trying to gain a worldwide influence over, you know, well, shaping?
You just said they do, right? They already have a worldwide influence. So we'd have to ask ourselves, what's their goal, right? Mm-hmm. What's their goal? I don't know. This is where the theories fall apart for me because I'm like, what is their goal?
I know. That's why I always go to, but why?
If you try and think of good things, like, well, they sure haven't done a great job of like ending war necessarily.
Right? That was exactly where I was going to go. I was like, if their goal is to like, you know, shape society in
towards like an age of enlightenment. Well, they failed there.
Then they failed that because look at what's going on. Right. Like, yeah.
But at the same time, like a lot of conspiracy theorists are like, they're trying to cull the world's population. They're trying to bring Armageddon. They're trying to do this. Well, they haven't done a good job of that either.
That's true.
Like the closest that they've gotten is Trump/COVID.
Yeah.
And like that was bad and continues to be bad with COVID. But like it's also the world's not, you know. Population has not been culled. No. Armageddon is not here.
Yeah.
So like they failed there. So if you ask me, the only thing that they could possibly be wanting is just the accumulation of more wealth and more power, which I guess they're succeeding at theoretically. That is a thing that could be happening if they did exist. And the way you would continue to do that would actually, a big part of it would be through recruitment for replacement people, right?
Yeah, you definitely would need to start looking at people to replace the heads of whatever running is Illuminati.
Yeah. And, well, you know, another thing, too, is, like, I bet you there are, like, outside of this episode, I bet you there are a bunch of, quote-unquote, what you could call secret societies. But, honestly, it would just be people with, like, business relationships and people with, like, family friendships and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, do I have a secret society with my podcast partners and my family and stuff? No, but, like, is anyone else allowed in that circle that I don't fucking know? No.
No, yeah, so, that is like, true, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what business does with his family or with his time or with his friends, but I bet you he has both friends and family, and they're all invited to the barbecue, but no one else is.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
It doesn't mean they're plotting world domination, but maybe, but maybe they are.
Well, you know what? That's funny that you mentioned that. There's been a show I have been watching on Netflix starring Mike Myers, mm-hmm. and it's called The Pentaveret. And the whole thing is just like...
Oh, is it based off The Pentaveret from the Austin Powers series? No. He mentions it in So I Married an Axe Murderer. Is that a real thing?
The Pentaveret?
Yeah, The Pentaveret.
I don't know if that's like a real thing, but I think it is based off of one of the things he mentioned.
It's in So I Married an Axe Murderer. The Scottish dad's telling Mike Myers' best friend about The Pentaveret. Uh-huh. And he says who's in it. He's like, the Queen, the Vatican, Colonel Sanders, and a couple other people. It's really fucking hilarious.
The way that this works is like there is basically like what it sounds like the Illuminati, right? They were founded in I think like the year 13 something, so they were much older, right? Uh-huh. But what they do is like, you know, like normally when there's a secret society, they're secret because they're doing nefarious things or they do things in a way that people would definitely have a problem with.
Or they're just having a fucking barbecue and they don't want people to bug them.
Well, this one is they are really trying to save humanity and they're really good. They're like a really good, they just don't want they just want to remain secret.
Right.
But it's really funny. I've been watching the show, like I'm almost done with the first season, but it's been pretty funny so far. But it always reminds me of that, and then the movie which is much older. I don't know if you ever heard of or saw, I think it was called The Skeleton Society or The Skeleton Club. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't. But when do you want this quote, because I'm about to give you this I'm gonna attempt to do the accent.
Oh yeah, okay.
And if I do a bad job, you have to cut it.
Okay.
Well, it's a well-known fact, Sonny Jim, that there's a secret society of the five wealthiest people in the world known as the Pentaveret, who run everything in the world, including the newspapers, and meet tri-annually at a secret country mansion in Colorado known as the Meadows.
Dude, that was really good. I'm not cutting this out.
He names them, though. Hold on. I got to find the rest of the quote.
I'm not cutting that out. That was good.
He's like, so who's in this Pentaveret?
The Queen, the Vatican, the Gettys, the Rothschilds, and Colonel Sanders before he went tits up.
It's a good movie. I love that movie.
It is. It is a very good movie.
So anyways, yes, I've heard of the Pentaveret. I didn't know there was a show about it.
Yeah, it's Mike Myers. And it's funny because Mike Myers plays most of the characters
of course
he
does.
The show.
He's Mike Myers. And then, where is this? Where can I find this?
On Netflix. It's actually on Netflix. Oh, yeah.
Is this like brand new?
New. Okay. Yeah, new.
Yes,
it's like very
new. I'm watching this.
The funny part about it is, and it's not, well, no, you know what? I'm not going to tell you. It might be spoilers. I won't tell you this. Yeah.
All right. Maybe we'll have a I can't remember the name of our segments where we talk about old
news. Oh, Echoes from the Past.
Echoes from the Past. We'll do an Echoes from the Past after I watch it.
Okay, cool. That? Yeah. Because I'm going to be finishing it pretty soon. So.
Okay. Back to the Illuminati. Okay. Real quick question. With the Pentaveret, you said they are good, right? So what's the excuse for like the world being so shitty? Are they just bad at their job?
No, it's that they. So they're not trying to control every aspect, mm-hmm, but they do like whenever something big arises or they'll pick like one thing about society that like they deem needs their help.
They're going to do something about it.
Yeah. And then they'll do something about that.
Okay.
Yeah. God, there's a lot of stuff I want to tell you more, but we'll watch this.
We'll watch this and we'll move back. Okay. So back to the Illuminati. Yeah, I would say that the most likely scenario in this case is not so much that they're actually trying to run the world or rule the world, but they are probably using their connections to accumulate wealth, mm-hmm, and to benefit themselves and their friends and their family in such a way.
Yeah, like they're definitely playing the long game.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think long game in just a selfish way, because like,
yeah.
I fail to see any type of like huge sweeping like movements that they could possibly be behind if they had some sort of agenda, good or bad. Like, everything's just too chaotic, and everyone is, that's what falls apart for me on a lot of these conspiracy theories, is it just requires like a lot of things to go someone's way, and for like a lot of people to keep a secret, and for a lot of people to be influenced in the exact same direction. Don't get me wrong, like, that stuff does happen. It is possible, and we do see a lot of this astroturfing stuff going on online, and it is very effective. So, like, that's the thing, is like, now I could see a society forming in the next 20 or 30 years that has perfected the online brainwashing and stuff like that. But if we're talking about like the last 100 years, I mean, it's difficult for me to see.
Like, maybe they're in this, like, just building phase, this building mode where they're just building themselves up. They're not actually going out and doing stuff, you know, like were before.
And that's another reason that it falls apart for me, is like, most of the people that people thought were in the Illuminati in the beginning are long, long dead. So who's in it now? Like, their grandchildren or some new people? And what's going to happen 20, 30 years from now when things have just continued to go along the way that they've been going along, and nothing, no sweeping Illuminati changes happen? Like, it just doesn't hold up to me.
Yeah, I do.
Unless they're just doing, like, individual selfish and or self-beneficial, I should say, actions, you know what I mean? Like, business moves that benefit them immediately, and they stay connected through this secret group that they have.
That makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. Like, if anything, I if they were real, I really feel that's how this was going. But I do remember, this was a long time ago, my dad, I remember, he loved to talk about stuff like this, and I remember him saying something to the effect of, like, how some people believe that, so you sometimes you'll see, you know, let's just choose, like, I don't know, like, let's just say there's like a huge political movement, right? Mm-hmm. And you have one side that are protesting for something, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have the opposition who are protesting against it.
Okay.
And let's just say it's so major, it's been in the news, that's all you hear about.
Sure. Yeah.
And I remember him saying you know, something about, like, what if, like, it was the Illuminati who's actually controlling both sides. And the reason they do that is to distract you from them doing something else, you know, that you don't know about.
Okay, so I'm a kind of person who believes that that does happen very regularly to a certain degree, but I don't think it's the Illuminati. I think it's, like, so, for example...
So you're saying if the Illuminati was real, you still don't think that?
Oh no, if they were real, they would be doing that.
Yeah, that's why I brought that. Yeah, if they were real, that's
what
I remember my dad saying that. Yeah,
Because what it does is it prevents, like, any change from actually happening. Mm-hmm. And it keeps the people who already have money keeping more and more money and consolidating their wealth and power.
And it also,
which again is what I think, if there was an Illuminati, that's what they would be doing, consolidating wealth and power.
Yeah, and I remember him saying it also gives that illusion of choice, that you had this choice that you fought for, quote unquote, even though technically
I think it's more along the lines of, it's an illusion of choice of making you think there's only two choices when there's probably theoretically dozens of choices. Yeah. But everything's been narrowed down to two, and if you don't choose one, it's effectively you're choosing nothing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because the sides have chosen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get too political on that front. But yes, if there was an Illuminati, that is definitely what they would do. And it'd be very easy for them to do if they controlled literally all the media and had, like, thousands and thousands of bots online dedicated to, you know, in one general direction. And the thing is, I do think things like that happen every single day, but I don't think there's, like, some unanimous body making it happen.
Oh, yeah.
I think there is, like, dozens and dozens of very powerful bodies all working against each other. And people fall into different pit traps. I think that happens all the time, every day.
Like maybe there are others out there who are like Illuminati's, but, like, you know, they're all just their own different entity.
We're the Illuminati.
I know, right?
But, I mean, I don't know if I have much else to add to that without getting too political, but... But yeah, if the Illuminati does exist, then they're a bunch of selfish buttholes that are consolidating their wealth and power and using their connections to keep it that way.
Yeah, I think these buttholists are I think it's a major fail to me if the Illuminati was real. I see them.
Well, it's a major fail if, like, they were actually trying to bring or the end of the world. Like, both have failed.
Yeah,
we've landed in the chaotic.
They're just selfish.
You know, a lot of, you know, I read something one time. I can't remember where or when. But it says something along the lines of, a lot of conspiracy theories, they have a tendency to try and explain why things are the way they are in a way that like can make some sort of feasible sense, right? Like it all makes sense because X, Y, and Z. That's why things are so bad. But the truth of the matter is, like, there's no one in control. And for a lot of people, that's scarier than the idea of an Illuminati.
Oh, I see.
The fact is that the world is a ship at sea and there's nobody at the helm. We are at the mercy of the winds and the storm. And, like, there's a million people trying to do a million things, pull the ship in a million different ways. And, like, we're going someplace, but God knows where.
Yeah.
It's like the world, like, chaos theory, basically, is what it comes down to. I'm not a type of person who really truly believes in free will. I think we're slaves to our biology. We're slaves to our upbringing. We're slaves to, you know, our brain chemistry, and we're reactionists to our environment. And I think that applies for even the people who are quote unquote in the most control and have the most influence. They're all still walking meat puppets, just like the rest of us, right? And they have walking meat puppet needs and desires, and walking meat puppet brains, and like. You know, that's just how I feel about it. So I don't think humanity is the best at coordinating stuff where that if we're talking like world domination,
yeah,
you know, population control. I think it's just not.
It's a moot point to even try.
Yeah. Basically.
But dude, could you imagine?
The podcast you have just heard are the imaginings from the highly evolved minds of the extra dimensional beings, Will and Tom. It has been translated into a format more easily understood by the human mind. Interpret it as you will. Should you find yourself seeking more answers to life's most intriguing mysteries, you can show your support by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine. You can also leave an Apple Podcasts review. You can subscribe to us on Instagram at dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at DCYimagine, and on our YouTube channel, where you can leave a like and a comment. We can also be reached through our email, dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. We leave you now so that you may gather your thoughts until we meet again to ponder the meaning of the cosmos and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
W-E-I-S-H-A-U-P-T.
Why do you shout, why Adam? Shout?
Yeah, I know. Adam, why shout?
Stupid.
You know what?
That was a dumb joke. I'm sorry, everybody.
I have a feeling, though, that there's people who probably said that joke.
Oh, yeah. I'm out on the first.